Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast where we take business owners, CEOs, people who manage to support salespeople. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to shut up. Here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Who are you and what do you do?
I'm Eric Lors. I'm lovingly known as the Bruce Lee of revenue generation, and I help folks with their brands, their positioning, and their messaging and their go-to market.
Boom, right to the point. Love it. Question number two, what's the best thing about working with businesses?
Businesses are often surprised that you can use tactics from B to C just as effectively and get even better results for them than the B to C stuff.
Awesome, awesome. Question number three, what part of sales and prospecting do you find most challenging?
Most challenging part of prospecting is actually choosing the right audience. Even though you think you might have the right audience, niching down to subconscious issues, psychological issues, etc., is even better than just saying a broad audience that you think is a niche.
Absolutely love that there. Question number four, what other top professionals in the B2B space, like yourself, that you think be a great guest for the On Fire B2B podcast?
You can try Rennie Gabriel and Michael Zapersky.
I will look them up when we're done here. And guess what? You are ahead of schedule because you have 7 minutes and 45 seconds left. So awesome. Question number five, let's give some of your insight about working with other businesses. Go.
Okay. So the insight that I get is, or the biggest insight that I like to give to people is, they'll come to me and they'll say something like, I want a Facebook strategy, or I want a LinkedIn strategy, or an Instagram or email or whatever it is. And they're always kind of, they already have made up their mind, like, this is going to be the solution for me. And ultimately, what I have to do is I have to, and what's always funny, is I kind of have to destroy their sense of reality and take them back to the beginning. Because as Peter Drucker said, the aim of marketing is to make sales superfluous. So I did all that. I studied sales and then I studied marketing. But the thing is, I focused in on lead generation. And then I created subconscious lead generation to make sales more superfluous. But then I sat back and I said, well, let's try to out-drucker Drucker. I said, what would happen if we made marketing superfluous? Well, what the hell would that do to sales? But then what comes before marketing, right? That's the thing you'd have to look at. And for me, that was positioning. So then I studied positioning. And then I said, okay, well, what now? Let's see if we can make positioning superfluous. I studied branding. And what I find is that a lot of companies haven't even gone this far. They haven't. Really, they have a brand, but that brand was given to them by some digital marketing agency that said, okay, here's your brand, here's your mission statement, and here's your logo, and blah, blah, blah. So they don't actually have a brand. They have whatever somebody else gave them. They don't actually have a position in the market. They're just like everybody else. And they go out there and compete, which means they're going out there and looking at their competition and saying, well, they're doing this and they're saying this. So we're going to say stuff to try and say that we're different than them. We're going to focus on them and being better than them. And all you're really doing is you're focusing on your competition and giving energy to them, which anybody can tell you what you focus on expands. How did our competition become so big? I don't know. Maybe you looked at them forever. So if you pull back, don't look at your competition. You look at your brand. Why are you doing what you're doing? What's your core being for what you're doing? What makes you happy about what you're doing? All of a sudden you're focused on that. You say, okay, well, who's the great customers for that? Now you're focused on your brand, why you're doing this, your great customers. Now you can create a whole new go-to-market, a whole new lead generation process that's completely different than everybody else. And you don't even have to worry about the competition anymore because you're focused on you and your clients and not on the competitors and who they're trying to suck away from you.
Love it. Love everything that you've said there. Let's get to question number six.
Okay.
Most important question of the podcast, Eric. I need you to focus on this one.
I'm focused.
Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
I was going to say.
I don't know why that question is so funny to you because there's no innuendo in that question whatsoever.
I was going to say, there's a young lady out there that would not want me to answer that question publicly. My first sale, my first memorable sale. I mean, my first job in sales, I was 17. I was working at Champs Sporting Goods at Paramus Park Mall in New Jersey. And, you know, we had sneakers and, you know, shirts and shorts and workout gear and everything. So, you know, we all sold a pair of sneakers here. You know, you forget those, right? That $100 sale, the $20 sale there. Whatever. But my first most memorable sale was the day that I broke Champs all-time like 1 hour sales record one morning when I sold, we had this Marcy workout, you know, it was like a bench and a squat and everything in the middle of this. And nobody even ever looked at this thing. It was just there to be like immaculate and not looked at. But somebody came in and was talking about working out. And I mentioned the Marcy equipment. And so he walked over, he started looking at it. And the thing was like $2,500, which in 1987, 86, 87 dollars was like, you know,
right, that's a lot more.
10,000 today. And he's like, okay, I'll take it. And I was just like flabbergasted because nobody ever bought this thing. But there you go. That was my first major sale. And I got an extra, I think, 20 minutes for lunch. That was my reward for breaking the company's all-time one-hour sales record or whatever. So there you go. That
but
was.
But here's the important thing. Was it a paid lunch or they just said get an extra, take an extra 20 minutes?
Oh, no, it was just like an extra 10 minutes. No, they weren't paying for my Chick-fil-A or anything.
Yeah, there you go. You got an attaboy for it.
I got an attaboy for it, yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, Eric, you now have 3 minutes and 7 seconds left. Promo time, ask me a question, talk about the weather, or since the best know when to be concise and when to shut up, and earlier. All are acceptable options.
Okay. Well, self-promotion would just be, you know, love to talk to anybody who's interested to talk to me. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me at ericluhrsglobal.com, ericluhrsglobal.com. Love to have you, you know, reach out and contact me. And let's see. And if you're interested in, you know, I've got a webinar up there you can find on LinkedIn. Just go to my profile. Again, I'm the, I think there's one other Eric Luhrs with my spelling up there on LinkedIn. He's a young man down south somewhere, but yeah. I'm sure.
Well, there you go. Well, the beautiful thing is your website's already in the description.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so we don't know, you don't even have to worry about spelling your name. Who cares how to spell your name? Just go into the description. There we go. So, Eric, you pulled it off.
All
right. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to shut up. Say your website for me.
EricLuhrsGlobal.com.
Perfect. It's already there. So, Eric, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Well, thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. Everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye.